whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch here into the third hour of the show. Joining you tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those. And those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their websites. Ours is free at freetalklive.com. Quick update on New Hampshire liberty activism. Andrew Carroll, who back in January stood in public and held a piece of marijuana, a bud of cannabis, held it in his hand and was arrested for it here in Keene, New Hampshire. There was tremendous turnout to support Andrew at the time of his arrest. There was also tremendous turnout to support him at his trial, and the trial that they held for him that they demanded he attend, where he was found guilty of possessing marijuana. And the trial itself was very interesting because there was a lot of levity in the room for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's
pot's funny.
It's really funny sending people to jail for possessing plants.
Yep.
But he managed to get the judge to laugh, and it was not a very heavy, oppressive atmosphere despite the oppression that was going on. It was a very bizarre situation to be in. You can see all the footage over at freekeen.com. You'll have to dig a little bit through the blog to find it. But it's all there. The footage of him being arrested, the footage of the trial is all there. And he initially was going to appeal the conviction, however, has decided at this point to not go that route. And I don't have his reasoning in front of me as far as why he decided to do that. I think that he wants to basically experience the inside of the Westmoreland County Jail, or the Cheshire County Jail here in the southwestern corner of New Hampshire. I guess to get that that experience, because it is an unusual and unique experience.
I think I'd rather have the experience of having an appeal and a jury trial.
Yeah, there's certainly people that are critical of him on that, but, you know, it's his situation.
It's his situation. If I like it better, I could just go ahead and hold some pot in my hand out in the middle of Railroad Square in Keene, New Hampshire, and do it the right way.
Any old time you want to. So, and some people are, you know, they even speculate that the appeal never would have gone anywhere anyway, so who knows. But that's what he has chosen. He's chosen to go ahead and take the 9 days in jail. The judge in the case during the trial did tell him that he didn't want to send him to jail. I don't want to do this to you, but I'll have to if you force me to. Of course, they're the ones forcing him into their system and forcing him to come to their trial and forcing him into the jail.
Oh, it's done, yeah.
Basically, the judge gave him an extra weekend to think about it because Andrew had essentially told the judge, look, I'm not paying your fine, because the fine was $420, nudge, nudge, wink, wink. He's not going to pay the fine, and he's not going to do community service for this purpose. He'll do his own community service on his own time, but he's not going to do it in the name of the state, basically. That's what he told the judge, and so the judge said, I'll give you the weekend to think about it. And he thought about it, and he was still thinking about appealing at that time, but at this point he's decided, nope, I'm going to go ahead and go to jail and do the time, and the taxpayers are going to have to pay something like $60, $80 a day to keep him in jail for those 9 days. So there's over $500 that's going to be spent to keep this guy in jail, to feed him. And
pointless.
Of course, I don't know. He might be fasting. I think he's talked about possibly fasting.
Let's not get into the hunger striking thing. It's just not going to do any good.
Sam is fully off his hunger strike at this point. Our friend Sam, who is sitting in a jail cell, in the very same jail that Andrew checked into today. Sam has been there since April 13th, which is kind of an interesting situation. You have to wonder, what are they going to do with Andrew? Are they going to, first of all, he's also talking about non-cooperating and not answering questions, which may result in him being put into solitary confinement or some sort of maximum security situation.
He wouldn't be spending the kind of time that Sam's spending there because he's already got a sentence. Which is good.
Well, that's true, but I mean, my question is, where will they keep him in the jail? They could put him in the multipurpose room where Sam is, which, of course, would put two of them together into the same room.
No, they're not.
They could put him up into population where Sam has been, which would put two of them in two different places in the jail. I don't know which one is more desirable to the jailers. Do you want to have a liberty activist in every wing of the jail, or do you want to keep them together? Or they could put him in solitary confinement or maximum security, or they could just keep him in the holding cells for 9 days, I suppose, as well. So
I couldn't tell you for sure what it is that they do. It seems unlikely to me they put him in the same place, but you never know. I went to see the movie Che with Benicio del Toro in it on Sunday night with Lauren Canario and her husband Jim. And they were discussing that apparently it was just talked about kind of in a fun way that Jim was going to make a giant PVC cross for Andrew to carry from the railroad square down to the jail in Westmoreland.
That would be annoying. That's a 13-mile walk.
It's a long, long walk, but can you imagine what it would be like driving past somebody carrying a giant PVC cross walking down the road?
Well, certainly some people did drive by today, because what the activists did was they walked from Keene, New Hampshire, out to the jail in Westmoreland, which is a 13-mile journey. And what a tremendous day it was for them. Apparently about 15 people came out for this, so they basically spent the whole day walking.
Pretty close.
With Andrew. They went out to the jail. And by the way, I'm being told by Blog Bile from blogabile.com that he has got all of the video footage of Andrew all collected into one convenient place at andrew.jailedactivist.info. That's andrew.jailedactivist.info. So if you want to see all that stuff, you haven't seen it yet, you can go and do that there. But so Andrew decided to turn himself in to check into Shea Westmoreland today, get himself a room. So he did that. And they walked at about 10 this morning, finished up at about 3:30 at the jail. And this was kind of an interesting little development. Once they got to the jail, of course, the activists walked around the jail several times, because there's no way that they can't prevent you from walking around this jail. It's fully open, so everybody can just walk around, hold signs, and wave at the windows. Of course, you can't see it. Actually, you can see in some of the windows, but some of them you can't. So sometimes the prisoners come up and they'll wave and, you know, flash peace signs and things like that. And so after they walked around the jail a few times, they then attempted to go inside at about 4 o'clock, and they wouldn't take him. The jail wouldn't take Andrew in. They made him wait an hour before they actually let him into the jail. So it's very strange. And so there he is. He's going to be there for 9 days. Maybe he'll be able to access a phone. They're likely going to hold him in the holding cells until he gets classified. And, of course, whether he gets classified or how he gets classified will depend on whether he is cooperative with them and answering questions. And I'm not sure what his strategy is. So there's a possibility that, you know, he could be put into some sort of solitary confinement where he has no access to a phone. We may not hear anything from him until he gets out. Or there's a possibility that he'll go ahead and answer some questions, get put into population where he can talk to the other prisoners and, you know, play cards and stuff like that.
I definitely see value in that.
Access a phone. Maybe he'll encounter Sam, and Sam can give him my landline number, and he can call the studio, and we can talk to him from inside the jail. But Andrew Carroll, marijuana civil disobedience activist, is currently behind bars.
Yeah, you know, if I got to say on this issue, and I don't, I think that cooperating once you're in the jail, you know, showing that you're willing to go to jail, I think is a value. I think once you get in jail, that you probably, you know, make more friends amongst the guards. They'll understand you better if you can communicate with them. Yeah. They'll be more likely to listen to what you say if you're cooperative. And
well, and at that point, you've cooperated in going to the court proceeding and essentially accepting the sentence that was given to you. So if you're not going to cooperate to me, it seems like it makes sense.
Why show up at the jail?
Why would you have shown up to court?
Yeah.
And why say, okay, well, I'll decide between this punishment and that punishment.
Also, the guards know the power of the statement that you're making. I mean, you're choosing to go to jail when so many people would not.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that then squandering the opportunity to talk to those people about what it is that, you know, you're talking about, why you're doing this is, you know, I think it's a waste, personally. That's my opinion.
All right, so there's the latest on the Andrew Carroll situation. We'll continue to bring you more as it develops. I did talk to Sam, by the way, today. He is still in there. He did tell me that he has been eating pretty much. He's back up to full speed. At this point, he's been working out to try to gain some of his weight back that he had lost. He lost about 15 pounds while he was in jail on his fast for several weeks there. So he's back to eating. He is, apparently they've got a television in the jail, and he was telling me that they had, I guess they get Sci-Fi Channel. At the jail. What was it like in prison for you, Mark? How many channels did you have there?
They didn't. They basically broadcast television. They had cable, but it was attached to an antenna that just got regular television.
Gotcha. So Sam's just enjoying himself, waiting for whatever verdict comes out of the Supreme Court, which is where his paperwork is currently at. And I believe that he and Ivy still have a few tricks up their sleeve that they're looking to utilize if necessary. So we'll continue to fill you in as it develops with the Sam case and Andrew as well. Sam's latest blog is up at freekeen.com. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything.
AlaKeys.com is a community for self-learners. At AlaKeys, you'll find tools to help you connect with people learning the same things you're learning. Tutor other community members. and to make contacts that can help you find jobs. You can also earn money by sharing your know-how with others and contributing quality content. Visit Alekese at alekese.com. Again, that's alekese.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, toll free. You can dial in, bring up anything, 800-259-9231. That would be the SACL CAI toll free line. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. See it for yourself. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI. see their banner at freetalklive.com.
As we continue taking your phone calls about whatever you want, we're going to Greasy in Wisconsin. Greasy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Hello, Greasy.
I just want to say that I'm also from Wisconsin, not like Pam, though. And I want to say that I did sign up for the Free State Project.
You did sign up?
Yes.
Congratulations.
I do plan on being there around 2011. Right now, I'm just saving up money. See what I can do. Also, I wanted to talk about how I can talk to other people about this idea without being so abrasive.
Which idea? The idea of moving to New Hampshire for liberty, or the idea of liberty in general, or what specifically?
The idea of liberty in general, because every time I try to even bring it up, when people bring up their political views, which is usually liberal, sadly, in Madison, it's just... Mm-hmm. Like, I'm scoffed at. It's not even an idea that anyone can really grasp. And it's just, it's becoming more and more frustrating, which I guess motivates me to move there more.
Sure.
But at the same time, it's still frustrating.
But you'll still need to, even when you get to New Hampshire, you'll still need to understand, certain methods of persuasion and get good at talking to people about the ideas of freedom. Because even once you get here, we still have to change hearts and minds here in order to get to a more consensual society. And I would suggest that you start with the Advocates for Self-Government at theadvocates.org. They have excellent books and audios that you can read and listen to that will help you get some real great and effective techniques to help persuade people to the ideas of freedom. One of my favorites is to basically agree with the person on whatever it is their goal is. I mean, unless their goal is to put people in train cars and gas them, presumably their goals are positive, like saving the environment. Or, I mean, you're talking about liberals, so feeding the poor.
Or if you're talking about conservative, you can still be talking about protecting America and without, wiping out every other, country on the planet.
So basically, if your friend or whoever it is you're talking to, family member, coworker, makes a statement, well, I believe that this should happen, and if you agree with the ends, if it's clean water or clean air or feeding the hungry, whatever it might be, you can say, well, yeah, I agree with you too. I just think that this is a better way to go about accomplishing it, and that is the better way to accomplish that would be through not using coercive force on our neighbors. And you can get into the details on the issue if you want, but it's always, I think, good to nail it down to the gun in the room and talk about how you'd like to find solutions that don't involve the threat of force against your neighbors.
Right, and I do like a lot of the times when Mark disagrees with people, he says first that he agrees with them. I'm really trying to do two, and it doesn't.
Well, you're
work
just disagreeing on the means to the end. That's all. You're not disagreeing on the ends again, unless it is a violent end that they're looking for. Like if they want to kill brown people, then the conversation's over. You're not going to persuade that person.
Usually, somebody doesn't just want to murder people from other countries. Usually, what they want is peace and security here in the United States.
Yeah,
what the government does is take the easy middle road, which is usually violence, and that involves killing brown people.
Yeah, I would say, though, even with the best methods of persuasion, you're only going to get a certain percentage of the people you talk to agree with you. And very few of those are going to come around all that quickly. So, I mean, the biggest thing is not to push somebody beyond repair right up front. Like, you don't need to confront them about the areas where you do disagree too strongly. I mean, just keeping it a cordial sort of academic debate is a lot better than getting very emotional about it. And you'll probably drive them away if you're making it an unpleasant conversation for them to be having. But if you're, kind of going back and forth and, they're enjoying discussing the ideas, even if they don't agree with them, then you're a lot more likely to, lead them to a place where you can make an impact as opposed to, getting angry at them.
Yeah, you need to create like 5 areas of agreement for every area of disagreement in order to be successful. So you can say, I want to see clean air, I want to see clean water, I want to see all of these things. It's just that the part that I find very difficult to imagine is that the organization, the government that has been, in charge of this stuff all along has been screwing it up and is the worst polluter on the planet is going to be the one that's going to bring us there.
All right, thanks, guys.
And I like what Nick said about not expecting any miracles right off the bat. I mean, it's very, very unlikely that somebody's going to bow down on bended knee in front of you and say, oh, thank you for telling me about this. I've always looked for this message my whole life. It's going to take some time. It's going to take a number of conversations over what could possibly be months or years before somebody actually can come to these conclusions on their own, because they have to come to the conclusions on their own.
And there are some people that you're just not going to be able to reach. I mean, there are some people who are committed to the idea of growing the size of the state, and you have to wonder how productive having a discussion with them really is. If they're not going to change their minds, essentially all they are is competition for you in the marketplace of ideas.
Don't be afraid to write them off.
Right. I mean, they're not buying anyone else's ideas. They're selling their own. And if they're at that point where they're, you know, advocates of much bigger government and they don't really seem very interested in discussing alternatives or questioning their viewpoint, then just write them off.
Or if you can show them the gun in the room and they see the gun in the room and they accept the gun in the room, then that's a good time to say, oh, well, I'll find someone else to talk to then, because there's no point in trying to persuade someone who is embracing violence for their means. Many of them don't realize it. Most liberals don't realize the violence is there. And most liberals are very anti-gun and very anti-violence. And so if you can show them the gun in the room and tell them about how you support peaceful solutions, that may be very persuasive to a true liberal and someone who's not necessarily a state and authoritarian statist at heart, so somebody who's always grown up being told that, well, the Democrats care about poor people.
Right, and I have one more point. If there is a job opening for a graphic designer in New Hampshire, I'll be there sooner. All right, thanks, guys.
Very good. Thanks for the call. Hey, keep your eyes open. There are jobs posted over at freestateproject.org in the job section of their forum there. Also at forum.freekeen.com, there is a jobs opportunity section there, which is not as heavily trafficked, but it's something to keep in mind. And there are some links to job websites like local newspapers and job sites where postings like that are listed.
You know, I'd also kind of give up the idea of just the person, you random person you meet on the street signing up for the Free State Project. I think you have to at least know that the person's a libertarian or believes in liberty to some level or another.
To promote that to them.
Yeah. But sure. It doesn't, you know, the idea of taking somebody who claims to be a liberal or you believe to be a liberal and converting them to moving to the Free State Project in one conversation, and if that it would even be really that much of a benefit if they aren't pretty thoroughly rooted in the concepts of
was he
liberty.
Trying to do that? I didn't realize that.
No,
that's what we're talking about.
You know, he talked about the ideas of the Free State Project and, you know, convincing people and frustration.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you really need to necessarily convert everybody, but if you're representing the ideas and the viewpoints of liberty well, you might plant a seed that could germinate years down the line for somebody that was around for that conversation.
Absolutely. 800-259-9231. And again, go to theadvocates.org. They've got some great resources that will really help give you some concrete examples of some great persuasive techniques. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the current strain of influenza spreading across the U.S.? At the rate this new virus is spreading, it's not a matter of if, but when it will affect each and every American. This virus is comprised of extracted DNA from the Spanish flu and has combined itself with the bird and swine flu, making it very contagious and deadly. The Center for Disease Control has made it clear that there are no vaccinations available to treat this new threat. What can you do to help protect your family? You need to visit PoleCure.com. PoleCure.com has flu survival packages starting at $24.95. These flu survival packages include everything necessary to help fight the flu and last up to 2 years of continuous use. The supplement functions as an immune system booster and is meant to rapidly improve your health to the point of overcoming the flu. Call 1-866-644-1933. That's 1-866-644-1933. Or visit WholeCure.com. That's WHOLECure.com. WholeCure.com today.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional, but then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD tells you about everything you need to succeed in the privacy of your own home. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our alcohol recovery program that if you can find a better home recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-309-0958. That's 1-800-309-0958. 1-800-309-0958.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners just like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive. Edit virtually anything that you see there. W-I-K-I wiki. freetalklive.com. From creating new and old media to political action to civil disobedience and market-based activism, you'll find more pro-liberty activism than you ever imagined possible when you move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Learn more at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. As we go to the story I suggested we'd get to tonight, and finally it looks like we have a chance. From the San Francisco Gate at sfgate.com, Americans who want to cross back over the border after trips to Mexico and Canada must now show passports or specially issued identification cards. Papers,
please. These are so-called enhanced driver's licenses.
Those entering the United States by car, on foot, or by sea had to begin showing passports on Monday. Air travelers have had to show passports when returning from bordering nations since 2006, but complaints from the travel industry and a backlog of passport applications prompted a delay in the requirement for those arriving by land or sea. Customs officials reported no delays or significant problems at ports of entry on Monday. I love this quote. It's business as usual, said Kelly Inva-whoever, a spokeswoman for the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol. It's just business. They're just doing business out there. Aren't you a happy, satisfied customer?
As you get probed and prodded and have your crap gone through at the border.
About 90% of land and sea travelers were complying with the passport requirement, she said, and the rest were issued warnings.
Yep.
But were allowed back into the country once they could prove their citizenship.
And this baffles me.
It how just, do you do that?
I mean, I don't know how it is. They probably ask you your address or something like that, or ask you a series of questions, of, you know, facts about yourself. I don't know. But I really wonder, what would it be like? How, you know, what would it, this wouldn't cost you too much to try if you happen to be one of our listeners near the border.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what would it be like if you just went over and then you came back and said, I don't Forgot have it. A passport. I don't have, as a matter of fact, I don't have a, I know that the Rainbow Bridge is a walking bridge over to Canada. I've taken over, and that, you know, so I don't have my driver's, I don't have anything to prove that I'm a United States citizen, but I'm a United States state citizen.
Well, that would have gotten you across, I think, about 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah, likely, but I wonder what, like, what's going to happen.
Would you have a social security number?
That's not good enough. That doesn't prove you're a citizen.
Well, they can link it to your place of birth, probably through government databases.
But do they have the ability to do that at the Border Patrol checkpoint station?
While. I mean, I'm sure that, you know, they can place a phone call or send an email.
The only way to stop this at this point is to not give them your passport.
To not comply, yeah. To have mass non-compliance.
It depends on how it is you want to go about it. Here's my driver's license from Florida, or whatever. However you want to do it, whether you want to do it, you know, the old way, because it seems to me that was working just fine.
Yeah.
Clearly, if it was all the terrorists were going to rush in, they would have done in the decade that nearly that's passed since 9/11.
Right.
You know, and they have yet to be able to implement this stupid program that is all it does is makes it more difficult on American citizens, and you know, terrorists would clearly have fake cred before this. So it's preposterous. If you just want to go back to the old system, which like it was yesterday, and it was all you needed is a driver's license.
And a birth certificate.
I went across the border with a driver's license.
Yes, you did. You needed a proof of citizenship.
Not according to this, it says in the past, U.S. citizens needed to only show a valid driver's license or birth certificate to cross the border.
In the past, as of, I believe, before 2007. But my understanding is that up until recent, you know, in the last couple of years, there was this interim period where they've been phasing this in. You needed proof of identity and proof of citizenship.
Julia got back without, when we went to Canada last year. Anyway, when we went to Canada and when we were coming back, they did, most of the people in the car did have passports, but Julia could not get her birth certificate in order to apply for a passport because she just couldn't find it.
Right, it's not the easiest thing to find necessarily. It's not you use it every day.
She didn't have enough time to get another copy sent to her and then go through the process. So she did come back with just a driver's license, and it was okay.
I'm not saying you can't get across, but of course you can get across today without a passport, most likely.
So you're saying they were bending the rules then for her?
Well, I mean, how long are they going to hold up the line? I mean,
well, there was no line. We were a very obscure crossing point.
Yeah, but I mean,
that is the question: how difficult can you make it on them? How difficult are they going to make it on you? What's going
to
happen?
The articles I've read on this is saying that it's going to be lax enforcement up front, and that was the government position. Was basically, well, we're not going to hold you for days outside of the U.S. We're just going to ask you some questions and ask for whatever ID you have.
But later they might, right? I mean, after you're supposed to know better.
They'll probably get more and more restrictive. I think
the sad part about the sheeple, the American sheeple on this one, is that they're bringing the passports. I mean, if you don't want to see this implemented, don't show them your passport, for God's sakes. At least keep it in your back pocket and say, I don't have a passport to show you.
Hold that passport.
Right. At the very least, you give them the driver's license and try to push through. If you had any desire to keep the government from encroaching on this area, but they don't.
I think what the government is trying to do here personally is not so much that they care about people getting back into the United States without a passport. It's more that they want a much larger number of Americans to adopt a federal ID, whether it's a passport or an enhanced state driver's license with all the RFID
chips, yeah, they're
right,
now
and
in them.
All the other federal hoopla that's in there.
Don't forget the additional bureaucrats you're going to need to check these things, the additional bureaucrats you're going to need to process these things.
Right.
They just want more crap for things we don't need.
Personally, I think it's more about getting Americans to a point, you know, if most Americans, when they hear that they need a passport to get back from Canada or Mexico, are going to go out and get a passport.
Sure they will.
Or one of these enhanced IDs. And I think that is the objective here, not actually preventing people from getting back into the United States.
I think you're absolutely spot on with that one. The story continues that under the new policy, you must present a passport, federal passport card, or an enhanced driver's license issued by some states, or be a member of the federal government's trusted traveler programs, which require background checks and are designed for people who cross the border regularly on business. California is not among the states issuing enhanced driver's licenses. Obviously, this is a San Francisco story. The travel industry won a delay in enforcement of the new rules a year and a half ago, arguing that most U.S. travelers were unaware of the changes. Well, it was my understanding the reason why it was delayed was because the bureaucrats couldn't handle all the applications for passports quickly enough. Basically, they'd said to Americans that, hey, you're going to need a passport now. And, of course, Americans obediently jumped right into line to get themselves a passport. And the incredibly large increased demand on the passport office, they couldn't hire enough bureaucrats to process through the applications in a quick enough manner. So, basically, they had to put it off. So they're saying that it was the travel industry that successfully lobbied for it. I think it was really more of a matter of just numbers. They just couldn't process it quick enough. The travel industry, according to the president of the Travel Association, he said the organization doesn't expect problems this time but promised to monitor the situation. Well, great. Thanks so much for monitoring the tyranny. We really appreciate that. But you're right, Mark. If people don't want this to happen, they shouldn't bow down and they shouldn't participate. But I did. I had a passport when I came back, and of course it wasn't my trip. It was Julia's trip, and you know we didn't want trouble on the way back in. So I'd agreed to not stir anything up or pull out a video camera or do any sort of activism on the way back. However, it certainly would be interesting, Mark, to get some activists together and go out and do a mass border crossing down the line. Since they're letting people through right now, maybe 6 months or a year down the line, send 10 cars across the border, have them pull a U-turn when they get over into the Canadian side and come back around to the U.S. side of the border and see what happens then. Are they going to lock everybody in detention cells or what?
I don't know. I think they do need that kind of activism.
Right. Well, I know that that Porkfest is coming up, the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, coming up later this month. We're going to be attending that. We'll be broadcasting live. And rumor has it that there may be just a spontaneous activist may spontaneously decide to drive up to one of the internal checkpoints and to basically do some activism up there, which I think would be great. And, of course, actually going to the border would kind of be taking that to the next step. So maybe that will be coming down the line when we've got more activists here in New Hampshire. 800-259-9231, because it's both Canada and Mexico these new rules apply to. Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of feeling like you can't keep up with, let alone fight, the never-ending increases in government power? How do we, in one step, eliminate all these abuses and prevent them from returning again? The answer is simple. We must control the money. If it weren't for the Federal Reserve System and the so-called income tax, our government could have never become what it is today. Elite financier Rothschild arrogantly admitted, "Permit me to issue and control the money of a nation, and I care not who makes its laws." That statement says it all. If others control the money, we cannot limit government growth or power. Under our current monetary system, we are slaves to the financial elite. Take the time to learn how this corrupt system works. Purchase a copy of Dishonest Money today. Learn the system, fight it, and abolish the one scam that funds all the rest. Dishonest Money. Available at Amazon or DishonestMoney.com.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Moments remain, enough time for your call if you make it right now. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. And you get perks, too, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only chat room, and more. All the details are there. And you can get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Well, Mark, you sent me a story today that I thought was kind of interesting, and one that some of our listeners who are affiliated or were affiliated with the Libertarian Party at one time might find intriguing.
I believe I got mine from blogofbile.com.
Very good. The story is about Wayne Root. Now, for those of you that don't know, the Libertarian Party on the national level has been falling down an abyss of statism for a number of years, and it's just been getting worse and worse. It used to be the party of principle, and they still call themselves that, but talk is cheap. It used to be the party of principle in that you had to sign a statement when you joined the party that said you don't support or advocate the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. And for a long time, the party tended to stick to that particular statement until recently, until the last decade, basically. After the Harry Brown campaign in the year 2000, things started to free fall, basically. I mean, it started slowly, and then it over time became the decline was accelerating with the Libertarian Party. The distance they were putting between themselves and their principal beliefs was shocking and offensive to me, and I quit the Libertarian Party last year, and this was one of them. Their decline was one of their main reasons. They were not principled anymore. They were advocating government force. They were advocating government involvement in various different things. One of the most recent examples is during the whole swine flu thing, the Libertarian Party came out with a press release that said they support quarantining people. It was just absolutely outrageous what they were doing. Of course, back in 2008, they nominated Bob Barr for the presidential candidacy, which was totally ludicrous. I mean, Bob Barr isn't even close to being a libertarian.
Right, and the sad thing...
Bob Barr is not even a particularly principled small government Republican.
No, he's a former CIA agent.
You know, it was the sad thing about it is that they sold their soul in order to get more votes and get more recognition.
That was the excuse for Bob Barr.
You know, whatever it would take in order, you know, we'll take this Republican, we'll call him a libertarian in a race where, you know, This was the worst year to do such a thing from a strategic standpoint. We'll do it. So Bob Barr gets his moment in the sun as a presidential.
He didn't get barely anything. I mean, I wasn't paying the closest of attention, but I did certainly see a lot of electoral coverage and blogs on liberty-oriented websites. And, yeah, Bob Barr would get an occasional interview, but I can't say that Bob Barr got more press than Harry Brown did a decade ago in the 2000 presidential campaign. I can't say that he got more coverage, and he certainly should have been able to with his big name recognition. I mean, he's Bob Barr, the former Georgian representative, U.S. representative. He certainly had more name recognition than Harry Brown did at a national political level. But I think Harry Brown got more interviews on television than Bob Barr did. But despite Bob Barr's pathetic appearance, and despite him going and watering down the message of liberty, of course, the idea was that, well, if he waters down the message, then our tent will get bigger and we can have more people in the Libertarian Party.
Yay!
And it didn't work out. Turns out that he got hardly any, barely a fraction of a percentage of votes more than Harry Brown, maybe like 1% more than Harry Brown did in the year 1996.
Right, and as a result, the Libertarian Party now isn't getting nearly the donations that it was before, so it's drying up on the vine.
Oh, is that right?
Well, of course it is. Think about it for a second. Voters are not donors.
Mm-hmm.
How many people listening to me right now have voted but not donated to a campaign?
Speaking of voting, you can vote for Free Talk Live at vote.freetalklive.com. We doing okay, Mark?
We're number one right now. But, I mean, please go vote. It'll solidify our position.
It's a vote that makes a difference.
Yeah.
Unlike a national election.
Right. So, I mean, you know as well as I do that voters are not necessarily donors. And
sure.
So the very fact that they were able to, they compromised, and so many people left the party to the point that it schismed. They started off a new party called like the Boston Tea Party. Who I guess ran in a couple of locations. It makes no sense what
they cut off
did.
Their nose to spite their face.
That's I don't know that term? They did it necessarily to spite anyone, but they did it. They traded their principles in order to get more votes, more power, more recognition, and they
got none of it.
Nothing. They traded their principles for something and got none of it.
And now they're even worse off as a result of it, as you pointed out. And they still don't have principles.
Most principled libertarians distance themselves from the party at that
Absolutely.
Point. I mean, I think a lot of people who had been associated with the Libertarian Party for a period of time were more interested in writing in Ron Paul or trying to get him on the ballot
mm-hmm.
than voting for Bob Barr.
Absolutely.
I mean, it was just, I knew I wasn't going to be voting for Bob Barr, and it really turned me off to voting for any other libertarians I had the chance to vote for, whether they were associated with the National Party or not, because when people see libertarian on the ballot, if that libertarian does well, they're going to think, oh, that guy must be kind of like Bob Barr.
But the story tonight is not about Bob Barr. I was just telling you that just to give you a little bit of background in case you're a new listener and you don't know all this sordid history behind what's happened to the Libertarian Party. And fact is, most people don't, because most people even barely know the Libertarian Party exists.
Careless.
However, the reason I bring it all up is because of a man named Wayne Allen Root. Now, Wayne Root was the vice presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party, and I don't know who was worse between Wayne Root and Bob Barr. It may be a toss-up. I honestly didn't pay too close of attention to what either of them said just because I'd heard enough from both of them to know that they were not anything I was interested in.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that Wayne Allen Root is not a libertarian. He's one of those so-called conservative libertarians, which is really just a conservative. He's not a neocon. He's just a conservative, right? Like a traditional conservative. He's okay with the military, and he's okay with this and that. He's okay with these government programs over here. And I don't know specifically what he's okay with, but it was not liberty. He's not okay with true freedom. This guy is really out pushing himself. He has gotten, I think, more press than Bob Barr did. This guy has been on Glenn Beck recently. He's been on the Judge Napolitano show. He was on just before Sam's appearance. He, if you go to his website, he lists all of his media that that he's been involved in, and it's clear that he is making an angling for the Libertarian Party presidential candidacy of 2012. In fact, he even calls himself on his own website bio the leading contender for the Libertarian Party's presidential candidate in 2012. Like, I don't know who else is running at this point, Wayne Root. I think you're the only candidate at this point.
You know,
so,
I just now that I don't have the affinity for the National Libertarian Party that I did at one point, it's so meaningless to me. You know, I mean, just imagine, let's replace the name of the Libertarian Party with the Natural Law Party, which I know existed at one point or another. The leading contender for the Natural Law Party's nomination for president.
Yeah.
Big,
who?
Fat, hairy deal.
But none of that's the news. The news is from Newsmax.com that the that Wayne Allyn Root's got himself a new talk radio show that he's calling the Libertarian / Conservative. See, anytime somebody who claims to be a libertarian puts conservative next to their name with the word libertarian, you know they're not libertarians. version of Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity. Root told Newsmax that Hannity and Limbaugh are very good at what they do, but there's room for someone like me. I'm bringing a libertarian / conservative viewpoint, while the other major talk stars are strictly conservative. Wayne Root is a best-selling author, regular contributor to Fox News and Fox Business Network, weekly commentator on The Savage Nation, which is a real bad sign, and The Jerry Doyle Show. The Las Vegas Denizen.
Jerry Doyle, probably, you know, a pretty good example of like a libertarian conservative out there that I think does a pretty good show. I listen to it.
This guy's a self-made millionaire. He's an entrepreneur. And credit to him for that. I mean, good for
Wayne
him.
Root.
Yeah, Wayne Root. So good for him for making money. And that explains this next part. The fact that he's a millionaire explains this. His radio program, WAR, The Wayne Allyn Root Show, debuts on June 6th. He scored a coup by landing spots on stations in the three largest markets, New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago. Says he expects his Saturday show, wonder what his hours are, to be on more than 20 stations within 6 months and to be widely available nationwide within a year. Now, how is it that Wayne Allyn Root, who has virtually no history doing radio, I think he produced some radio and television show in the past, but he has, if you look at his bio, he's not a radio guy. How is it that Wayne Allyn Root can get clearance on three stations in the top three markets? With having no track record in
radio.
He
said he was a millionaire?
Millionaire.
He could buy it.
He's buying airtime. Two of the stations that he's going to be on are Salem radio stations. They are more than happy to sell their airtime. KABC in Los Angeles is the other one.
On the weekend.
Yeah. They're going to sell him the airtime, and he's going to get on and talk about libertarianism and badmouth and ruin this movement even further. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
AlecHughes.com is a community for self-learners. At AlecHughes, you'll find tools to help you connect with people learning the same things you're learning, tutor other community members, and to make contacts that can help you find jobs. You can also earn money by sharing your know-how with others and contributing quality content. Visit AlecHughes at alekese.com. Again, that's alekese.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.